From SciWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. Today we're talking about an arms race that's been escalating in our skies for about 65 million years. The war between bats and moths is driven by natural selection, which is the engine of evolution. And this is how it works. An individual organism is born with a mutation that gives it an advantage for survival. Maybe it's better at finding food or avoiding predators, but it lives longer, and it produces more offspring. And the new trait is passed through the generations, and eventually the descendants outcompete the original species, and they become the next evolutionary step. Species can evolve rapidly in an evolutionary arms race. For example, some animals in the Earth's early ocean evolved shells because their predators evolved teeth. The predator evolved a bigger jaw to crush the shell, and on it goes. At Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, Dr. Bill Connor has found an interesting adaptation used by some moths to evade their natural predators, the bats.
This story begins 65 million years ago.
That's when the dinosaurs died, and with that competition gone, mammals experienced a rapid or punctuated evolution to fill the niches left behind.
That's when bats evolved, and they started using their sophisticated echolocation system, a sonar system, to locate their food, moths. It was a rough time for insects. They had to evolve methods for dealing with bats.
And so begins the evolutionary arms race.
The first step in this process was the evolution of ears. They can hear the sonar signals and evade the bats. The next step was in a group of moths called the tiger moths. These animals evolved devices called timbal organs, and they're sound producing. It has a little blister of cuticle and muscles associated with it. When they flex the muscles, it buckles inward, producing a series of clicks. And when they relax the muscle, it produces a second series of clicks. This is the sound that they beam back at the bat.
This is a recording of the timbal organ, slowed down 30 times. So why would a moth communicate with its predator? And how does that give it an advantage for survival? Dr. Connor found a couple of reasons.
There are several species that advertise that the moth is toxic. It's a lot like the bright coloration of a poison arrow frog, a toxic butterfly. But a moth can't use bright coloration at night. So instead, it uses sound. This moth clicks, and it can advertise that toxicity to the bat.
Here's the coolest thing he found.
The moths can actually jam the sonar. The bat produces a high-frequency sound and beams that out and then listens very carefully for the echo. From the timing of the echo, it can determine the distance to the target. Now imagine when a moth inserts a series of clicks. Those clicks arrive at inopportune moments, and the bat can't determine which sound is in fact the echo. Bats have a great deal of difficulty locating these moths and catching them.
This is the sound of a brown bat unsuccessfully attacking a clicking moth. The audio is slowed down 15 times. Here's the moth. Can you hear the bat's disrupted echolocation sounds? In nature, the arms race is always on. Can you see how plants and animals around you find food, survive predators, or adapt to their environment? Find more on WFDD.org under the Programs link. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Support for SciWorks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP. Music by Storyman,